Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Sobel, senior golf writer for the Action Network, is in France for the Ryder Cup, calling us today. Jason, how you been?
I'm doing great. Can't wait for this Ryder Cup to get started pretty soon in a couple days.
Well, I was going to ask you about the excitement for this, but the fact that Tiger Woods gets a win going into this, what has this done for enthusiasm there?
Well, I don't know that it's done a whole lot, quite frankly. I think the Ryder Cup is the one tournament that supersedes sort of anything else that's going on in golf, whether you have Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and a bunch of other really strong American players and European players, or whether you've got a whole bunch of no-names and journeymen who would somehow play in this thing. I think that people are going to come out, they're going to support the event, they're going to be excited about it and root on their team. That said, it never hurts whenever one of the game's most popular players of all time is playing at something that looks very much like his peak, and that's what we saw from Tiger Woods this past weekend at the Tour Championship, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it some more this coming week at the Ryder Cup.
Who else is hot right now? If you had to say one of these golfers is coming in really, really peaking, maybe at the right time, who would that be?
You probably look at Bryson DeChambeau, who's a rookie on this team and won two of the four FedEx Cup playoff events. You look at Tony Finau, another captain's pick who's played really well, and then Justin Rose, who didn't win any of the playoff events but still walked away with a $10 million first-place prize for winning the FedEx Cup, plays for the European side, of course, and he's been playing really well, too. So I'd throw those three guys on there with Tiger as probably about the hottest guys coming in, although there's really not a whole lot of correlation to recent form and playing well in the Ryder Cup. I went through it the last few years, and it doesn't really show much from one to the other.
What does it mean over there in France? Because I would assume that the Europeans all geeked up for this thing, and we're going to see another big, raucous, rowdy, loud, fun crowd.
Sure. Well, it's been 25 years now since the last time the U.S. team won on European soil, and that long cannot be a coincidence. That does not just mean, well, you know, every 4 years just doesn't quite happen for them. There's something in there, and I think that the U.S. team right now has better team chemistry, more cohesion than it's ever had in the past. This younger generation of players, they hang out together, they go on vacations together, they play practice rounds together. It's very much like how we used to explain away all the European success and dominance over the years. We'd say, well, they all travel together, they hang out together, they eat together, they drink together. And so when they get together for the Ryder Cup, they all play better as a team. And I think that the tables have turned a little bit. The U.S. might have the advantage in this department now, and I think that's really going to help them moving forward. And certainly this week with a lot of guys who really like each other, like being around each other. And I think that that team room is going to be full of laughs and unity this week on the American side.
A lot of articles written about Tiger Woods emerging as a teammate and more approachable and such, but one of the people that really needs this and needs a good showing, Patrick Reed. Talk about him and his presence.
He's Captain America. I mean, he has sort of figured this spot on the U.S. team where he's not the best player, but he might be one of the most important players on the team, where he gets so fired up for this. He is the answer to Patrick Reed that the American side really, the answer to Ian Poulter that the American side really never had for a few years, which was the fiery competitor, the guy who seemed more inspired, more motivated when he got to the Ryder Cup, who really put his stamp on this event. And that's what Patrick Reed brings to the team. You know that he's going to be fiery. You know that he's going to play to the crowd. You know that he's going to go out there and make a few big putts. And if he can play the way he has in Ryder Cups of the past, and you've got Tiger playing well, I really think the U.S. team has a really good chance this week.
Talking with Jason Sobel, senior writer for the Action Network, which, by the way, the Action Network, an app, it makes you kind of a better with real-time spreads and decades of gambling-specific data and analysis. So make sure you check out the Action Network app. Download it on your phone. He's in France for the Ryder Cup. So with the Ryder Cup, because we're excited. In a few years, it's going to be here in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to get a chance to see it up close and personal. And I've never been to a Ryder Cup. How different is it?
It's completely different from any other golf tournament you will ever see. It's part golf tournament, part rock concert, part football game. It is a raucous, fun crowd. People are cheering. For the first time at any golf tournament here, people cheering for missed putts from the other team, whether that's sportsmanlike or not, it'll happen. It happens both in the U.S. and in Europe. So it's a really interesting dynamic. Like I said, you don't see it much. For the most part, golf fans are mostly a nonpartisan crowd in that they cheer for Tiger, they cheer for Phil, they cheer for Jordan, they cheer for Justin. They sort of tend to like everybody out there. They tend to give everybody a fair shake and a fair amount of applause and screams. Well, you get here and there is no nonpartisanship at all. You are cheering squarely for one team and squarely against the other team. And like I said, it's just different than any other golf tournament you'll see. It's more rock concert and football game than anything else.
Rory McIlroy for the European side about a month ago decides, you know what, going to miss the FedEx Cup playoffs. Things just aren't right. And he goes out, he works on his game a little bit. He does it in anticipation of the Ryder Cup. Seems like he's got it maybe back into a groove. How do you think he's hitting the ball?
Well, first of all, he didn't miss the entire playoffs. He skipped one event, came back afterwards, played really well. He was in that final pairing with Tiger Woods on Sunday of the Tour Championship. Didn't fare well that day, but his game is still moving forward and progressing nicely. Not the greatest course for Rory McIlroy this week. This is more of a ball strikers type course. Rory's a bomber. He likes hitting driver off the tee. Had the second longest driving distance in PGA Tour season history this year. And I think that's going to be negated a little bit. That said, there are more players on the U.S. side who will be negated without driver in their hands this week. Guys like Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau, guys who drive it really straight and really long. So Rory's one of the few on the European side that won't have the ability to do that and won't have that advantage this week. But still coming in playing solid golf. I expect him to play well. We expect him to maybe have John Rahm, who's another top 10 player in the world, as a partner this week. Rahm, of course, a rookie, but certainly a world-class player in his own right. And that's going to be some fun matches, if indeed it's Rory and Rahm together. If we get them against a Reed and Spieth or against a Tiger and Justin Thomas or Bryson DeChambeau, I think we're going to have some really fun matchups going on Friday and Saturday.
Were you surprised that Sergio Garcia's on this team with the kind of summer that he had?
A little bit. I think it tells you a lot about European captain Thomas Bjorn and that he went with experience over recent form. He went with guys that he knows have been here in the past. He knows they can play well and handle a Ryder Cup, and that's what Sergio brings to the team, experience and leadership. The guys like being around him. No, he hasn't played well this year. Missed the cut in all four major championships. By his standards, it's been pretty much a lost year. An awful year for him personally, but he can wash that all away with a good Ryder Cup this week. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him go out and play well. He put in one more tournament, last week's Portugal Masters, onto his schedule and finished in seventh place last week, which was his best finish in 6 months. So maybe trending just a little bit in the right direction coming into this one.
Before I let you go, so give me your thoughts. Who is loaded up? Who do you think walks away with this thing before it's all said and done?
I think at some point the U.S. needs to break this drought on European soil, and this is the best U.S. team we've ever seen. The world ranking average for these players is 11th in the world. That's tremendous. It's the lowest we've ever seen for any Ryder Cup team. And I just think there's too much firepower out there. I think the U.S. wins this. I don't think it'll be easy, but I do think that when it comes down to those last few singles matches on Sunday afternoon, like I said, just too much offense, and Europe's going to have to play some defense.
Jason, always good to chat. Should be a good time over there in France. Enjoy the Ryder Cup. It, like you said, it's like going to a rock concert and tailgating a football game. It's fantastic. Good fun, good stuff. I appreciate it, okay?
Hey, thanks. Enjoy it this week.
Absolutely. Senior golf writer for the Action Network. You can download that app on your phone and follow all that action and all the statistics and all the analysis if you are into gambling a little bit as well. It's over there in France at the Ryder Cup. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.